Hello and welcome to another episode of Trend Pals with me, Lotta Jergelsson, and my co-host.
Martin Lindeskog.
Hello. Hello, Martin. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and yourself? You're out and about.
Yes, I was thinking I'm out on the road and I'm just going to quickly tell our listeners what we're going to be covering this episode. I thought we are going to talk about travel destinations, apps, and a lot more. So, why don't you kick off with the first interesting idea that we've looked at? Or, basically, I have been a bit offline this week. I've been out on loads of different things.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So have you stayed at
Shall I
hotels?
start, actually?
Yeah, you could do that. Have you stayed at hotels?
No,
No.
I have been on the road
You have been on the
most
road, a
time.
mobile
But
home.
yes, but you have actually found an interesting offer
Yeah,
in
and
a
that's
hotel.
I found via MTV and site, and it's Nordic Light Hotel in Stockholm. That is trying social currency. So if you have, for example, have 2,000 personal friends on Facebook or 100,000 followers or friends, as you call it, on Instagram photos, I think you could get a free hotel night at Nordic Hotel, like Nordic Light Hotel in Stockholm.
That's
So,
really interesting. I mean,
yeah.
how does it work? I'm thinking this social payment is not really a new thing that you've been able to pay with the tweet. And
Yeah.
I did hear something in the week as well about something else that you paid with social media. But this one is a little bit different because you're actually, you get to switch off, or do you?
Yeah.
Do you have
So
to work while you're in the hotel?
no, yeah, you in some way you have to work for them, and that's why they see that they will earn on this, because you have to check in physically and online and say that you're now here and getting this deal, and then you have to check out also, and use, I mean, put a status update on your Facebook page and also tag them so it will show that you're really doing this, and then of course some kind of evidence that you have 2,000 personal friends on Facebook or this 100,000 on Instagram by
And
like
I'm
a screen
thinking,
dump.
yeah, I mean, we did discuss this a little bit before the show that, maybe the reason why you have to have so many on Instagram and you only have to have 2,000 on Facebook is because they want you to maybe have it should be personal friends, not
Yeah.
like
So,
celebrity followers
because
or
if your personal friends will see that you are staying now at that hotel in Stockholm and have a good experience, then you spread that the good word to 2,000 of your friends, and they could become interested in staying at that hotel.
That's a really interesting thing. So we better get ourselves a lot more friends on
Yeah.
Facebook then to
Yeah.
get some
Like
free
us
tickets.
and send us
I was in a
invitation on Facebook.
hotel
Yeah.
actually in the week, but a quality hotel in Vänersborg, which I didn't stay there, but I was there on a seminar with Miley Hammargren, who is one of the co-founders for MuteWatch.
Yeah.
Really cool thing. It's a watch that is muted basically.
Yeah.
So it has like alarm functions and things. And fortunately, they're on hold right now, so you
Yeah,
can't actually.
maybe it's muted.
I think it's very difficult to get hold of the product. But the funny thing was that she was very early. They started the company like 5 years ago, so way before all the big wearables were out.
Yeah, I'm looking for
And
my Apple Watch next year.
That's going to be interesting to see how well they're doing.
Yep. So now
And
she has started a new thing. It has to do something with the
yeah,
apps.
it's got something to do with apps. I'm really sorry, I can't remember exactly,
But it's
but I
new,
think
so.
it was a new thing, and we'll look it up and
Yep.
we'll put it in the show notes. But it was something to do with app reviews.
And that's good because
So.
it's a jungle out there to find. And there you have the same thread that you trust your friends. So if you would say something, Martin, check this app, This is good. I have a good use of it. Then I will do it instead of maybe a regular review. So if you could have this social element in it somehow, that you share it or you become active, then I think it could be a very successful service.
And I mean, it's like social is taking over everywhere and every single business, it seems like. It's definitely the way forward, the way you pay, the way you recommend things, the way you where you go before you buy something, and so on and so forth. So,
Yeah,
well,
and we
wishing
could,
her all the best,
yeah,
and we'll find out what it's called.
will be
Put it in the
interesting.
show notes.
And then
But
a whole country is taking this social to another level, and that's our neighbor country in Baltikum, Estonia. There
Yes.
you and I could become e-citizen, not regular citizen, not be able to vote or get a passport, but we could set up our own business, for example, and do other things. So they are very on the cutting edge here, this small country. I mean,
Yeah,
we are
it's
now using
interesting.
Skype, and many of the programmers and so on are sitting in Baltikum, in Estonia, developing this
Oh,
product
okay.
service. Yeah.
For Skype in particular?
Yeah.
Or, oh, all right. See, you learn something every episode.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But another moving to another country swiftly. A new thing that I saw as well was Tommy Hilfiger's new jacket, which is basically they have taking a wearable to the next level, where instead of having to charge your wearables all the time or find a power station as such, you actually power it up with solar panels. So they've got solar panels on the jacket, and you could even charge it up via a normal socket or a USB as well. But the point is that you will wear it and then it get charged as you wear it. So it's got a battery in the one of the pockets, so you can then put your phone in or whichever device you need to charge, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah,
Not
I think it's
100%
a
sure I like the design, but
no.
I like the idea.
That's good. That's an interesting, as you could say, as an ending note, a sunshine story. So, and now you have to move on, right? So
I need to carry on, yeah. And
drive safely.
I will do. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening. And we speak to you again next week.
Yeah.
Or I hope tune in next week.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.